And welcome back. Glad to have Rick Windham right alongside us as we go back to Kayvon. Of course, serves as the warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service office in North Platte. And as always, Sean, we very much appreciate the time.
Hey, good morning. Good to be here.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
You know, doing excellent. Had a real exciting week last week, and we're heading into the Christmas. And it's a great time of year.
Now, before we talk about that Christmas week forecast and the temperatures we have for us in the week ahead, Sean, dangerously high wind gusts at some points last week throughout the entire region, including some hurricane-caliber wind gusts here in the great state of Nebraska.
Yeah, you betcha. We had a very intense storm system that came out of the Rockies and really deepened out over the plains. And like you mentioned, you know, we had some of those hurricane-force winds that, you know, impacted the state of Nebraska here. Local 50-mile-an-hour range, which certainly is extremely strong. Now, as you started heading a little bit further east, there was some thunderstorms that developed, very low-top thunderstorms. So they didn't build as high up in the atmosphere like you would normally see during the spring or summer day, but they allowed a lot of strong winds. We saw winds in the Lincoln areas at 93 miles per hour.
Wow.
They also spawned, 26 tornadoes across the state, part of the state. And, you know, I have to verify that, you know, through the eastern part of the state. And, you know, I have to verify this, so don't take me 100% for my word, but I think the state of Nebraska has only seen 5 tornadoes during the month of December, and we had 26 last Wednesday. So that's just a testament of how strong the storm parts of the state. And, you know, these systems, you know, you also remember that, you know, people's lookouts are being impacted, made it by them, but then you also remember that, you know, people's lives are being impacted.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did we see the tornadoes and the thunderstorms, but we had some blizzard-like conditions up in Cherry County and up across the Sand Hills, and even some fires, some large fires down by Imperial. There was a fire that was started, and was a very, very difficult fire to control with those winds, as you would call it.
Oh, yes.
It's a very dynamic system.
Yeah, and this is just goes to show how powerful Mother Nature can be here in the state. Have blizzard-like conditions in Cherry County, and in Buffalo County, we have spring-like storms with tornadic activity. And this has to be one of the most seldom points of the year where you could have tornadic activity, I would think, Sean.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I've said this several times, you know, we can get tornadoes any time of the year here in Nebraska. But when you get into the months of December, January, and February, it's a rare event. In fact, I even remember the first ever tornado in Nebraska was February, and I was the warning forecaster warning on that storm back in, 2010, if I remember correctly.
Oh, really?
Any time of the year you can have tornadoes, but it's such a rare event. You know, you might see one or so. And like I said, I think it was only been 5 total in the years of record we've been taking, and to see 26. And they were strong tornadoes, too. And that's what it was, you know, again, unfortunately causing damage. But there was some EF2 tornadoes with top wind speeds, you know, of 130, 140 miles per hour, which I know that caused damage to residential and some shopping areas. So highly anomalous for this time of year. Thankfully, though, looking at this week or, you know, Christmas week, we're not seeing anything like that. It's going to be dry, unfortunately, but we're not seeing any big, huge wind events. Now, on Friday, winds could be breezy. We're looking at 40 to 50 miles per hour. But we'll take that any day over the winds we had last
year. Oh, yeah,
Wednesday.
That's jump change now.
that's just Nebraska winds right there.
Yeah.
Yes, jump change. It's what we're used to.
So, Sean, as we look ahead for the forecast this week, you said it's going to be dry. Is there any sliver of a chance for a white Christmas for folks?
No, there is not. And typically here in North Platte, we have about a 26, so each chance, an inch of snow on the ground, like Christmas with at least a inch of snow on the ground as of 8 a.m. Christmas morning. So about 3 out of every 10 years, we see a white Christmas here in North Platte. I just don't see that here.
We
do have some come through now. Back in the Christmas, and it does not look good for Christmas.
So I didn't have to get my snowshoes out yet.
Or the year is over, Sean, or are we going to have to look ahead to 2022 for those chances?
You know, it really looks like beyond. There is some looking at next week, and I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't really pay too much attention to beyond Christmas. So I would have to communicate to that you guys next week. But I didn't see any major storms on the horizon.
Okay.
So I can't rule out some light precipitation in the long term. But beyond that, I don't see anything major impacting us.
Okay. Sean, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
So I just wanted to say that our last white Christmas here in North Platte was back in 2012. And that was with an inch of snow on the ground. The most snowfall that occurred, and this is for, you can amaze your friends at trivia night, the most snowfall that occurred here in North Platte on Christmas was 4 inches, and you have to go back to 1888, and I think that's a year after we started taking official observations.
Wow.
When I say we, obviously not me, but it was official observations here
You weren't in the weather circuitry at that point, Sean?
You know, I can't even say that I was even interested in weather at that time. It's just a little bit before my time. So.
Well, Sean, as always, we very much appreciate the time. A very Merry Christmas to you, the missus, and to your lovely daughter, and hopefully that Santa's good to her this year. Knowing you, I would imagine Santa will probably be pretty good to her.
Yes, I've been on the phone with Santa and making sure that the weather is going to be just perfect for him and his reindeer, and Merry Christmas to
you. No supply chain issues with Santa and you this year?
Nope. We got the order in, or got the letter in early to Santa, and everything is looking pretty good.
Very good.
Good time.
And Sean, before we wrap up here, you were mentioning at the beginning of the interview, it's never not tornado season here in the state of Nebraska, so it's very important for everybody to be prepared for the tornadic activity when it may arise.
Yes, without a doubt. And, that goes for all weather. We focus here in Nebraska, there's a lot of severe weather, And I've been doing a lot of research and just reading up about tornadoes and the history. And there was a time where you couldn't even mention tornado in the Plain States because it was considered such a fearful word. It's like yelling at fire in a movie theater. You just don't do it.
Yeah.
Just like last Wednesday, you can experience all four seasons in about an hour here.
Yeah, it's possible. It happens.
So always remain alert, pay attention to that trusted weather source and have that storm shelter ready, but at the same time, have that bag of salt and the snow shovel and your winter survival kit in your car, because you just don't know what you're going to get.
Absolutely. Well, Sean, again, a very Merry Christmas to you, and we'll talk to you again in the new calendar year, sir.
Sounds good. Merry Christmas.
That again is Sean Jacobs, the morning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service Office in North Platte, joining us here once again as he does every Monday for Mugs in the Morning.